This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وإحسانه وتكاثر خيره وتتابعت رحمته ومغفرته وبره فتبارك اسمه وتعالى جده ولا إله غيره. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He bestowed His favor abundantly upon us. I bear witness that there is no deity save Allah, having no associates. All the praise and thanks are due to Him. I also bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his servants and his messengers and final messenger, he was the best of all who praise Allah. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, his pure, grateful family and companions, and all those who follow them in righteousness till the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. My dear Muslim brothers, antum fi a'zami ayami ad-dunya kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a'zamu al-ayami 'inda Allah yawm an-nahr. Today your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is the greatest of days before Allah, and that day is the day of sacrifice, the day of nahr. It's a day of Eid and celebration. It's a day of happiness, a day where you show your gratitude and you're being thankful to your Lord, a day where you be happy and make people around you happy. And the day of Arafah, the day of sacrifice, which is today, and the days of Tashriq, the 3 days following today, are known as the days of Tashriq. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that these are the days of being grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are our festival, us Muslims, and they are days of eating and drinking, as reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah. One of the best things that you can do today, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, as al-Tirmidhi reported, he said, there is nothing dear to Allah during the days of sacrifice than the sacrificing of animals, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified for us, which is al-udhiyah. It is a highly recommended sunnah that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never missed it in his life, not a single year of his life, while his residence or traveling sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He encouraged us to care for it by his actions, by leading by his actions and statements sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He have offered camels, cows, sheep, on behalf of himself and his family and his ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fulfilling what Allah said in the Quran, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Pray, therefore turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice to Him only. And al-ulama rahimahullah said, turn to prayer, which is the salah we just made, and al-nahr, which is the udhiyah that you offer later on. You're allowed to offer this udhiyah or qurban today and 3 days after today, until the maghrib of the third day after Eid. Also, it is highly recommended today and the next 3 days that you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, as much as you can and as many times as you can. After Salah specifically, it is highly recommended when you say Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. And after that, you do your adhkar after the salah. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukrata wa asila. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah have ordered us with the greatest order He ever commanded human beings, which is to worship Allah alone and not to associate other with Him. That's the essence of our religion. The care for Tawheed and the fear of Shirk is something that we should not ever lose sight of. That we should raise ourselves and our children, our family, to only submit themselves to their Lord and not to submit to their desires or to any other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should learn that the essence of our faith and our belief is to worship Him alone and not to associate anyone with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, only hypocrites do not fear shirk or hypocrisy. As for the true believers, they fear a shirk. They fear that they will not hold into that essence of Iman all their life. That's why they are so committed. They are into prayer for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always protect them. As Ibrahim alayhi salam used to say, وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Protect me and my children from falling into the worship of the idols or idols. This is an essential issue, and sometimes we kind of overlook it. We think that faith and Iman and Tawheed is for granted, but it's not. Everything you want to keep it, you have to work to earn it, then to work to keep it and to make it flourish and increase. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, Ya ayyuhan nas, all mankind, U'budullah, worship your Lord, the one who created you and created those who before you. And that's the first order comes in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. My brothers and sisters, one of the greatest obligations upon us as Muslims and upon those who believe in Allah, that we honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rules and we hold them as sacred. We honor them, we respect them. We just don't break His rules and without being careless about it or with no regard to it. Accumulating sins after sins leads to the ran, which is something that seals your heart and it turns it to dead. As Muhammad ibn Wasi' said, "Al-dhanbu 'ala al-dhanb yumeetu al-qalb." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, no, rather, the stain has covered their hearts of that which they were earning. It is the result of the sins and the obligations that keep missing. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yasna'un. Min a'zam al-qawa'id ma qalahu al-Fudayl ibn Iyad rahimahullah. Biqadri ma yasghuru al-dhanbu fi 'aynik ya'zumu 'inda Allah. Wa biqadri ma ya'zumu fi 'aynik yasghuru 'inda Allah. Al-Fudayl said it perfectly correct. The way you treat the sins, Allah will treat you. Treat your sins. If you send something so big and you worry and you're afraid of, Allah will see it as something small. But if you see it as something small and you don't care for it, Allah will see it as something major and big. People sometimes say, Sheikh, you know what? I do a lot of bad things and nothing happened ever to me. I have a perfect life. I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. I have children. Everything going good in my life. My brother, a man once told Al-Hasan al-Basri a similar thing. Then Al-Hasan al-Basri said, don't ever think that the result of your sin necessarily means that you lose and you became poor or not healthy or anything of these materialistic things. No, because this dunya worth nothing in Allah's eyes. He give it to those who He loves and those who He doesn't care for. Those who believe in Him and those who don't. Then he told him, do you pray in the night? Do you fast? Do you do this act of worship? He said, no, not really. He said, that's enough for you as a prevention and being a loser, that you're losing this opportunity to do all these good deeds. Sometimes people tell me, or I hear in social media, people saying, you know what? I used to put hijab. I used to pray. I used to be Muslim even. And now I'm not. I'm not doing anything of these things. And you know what? I feel fine. I'm enjoying my life. It feels good to be free, you know, and all this kind of feelings, and they express that. And I think they are correct about what they're expressing. I don't think they're making it up. But I know why. Because Allah told us in the Quran why people feel that way when they do sins. They actually feel that, you know, hyped up and, you know, feeling good sometimes about it. Allah said in the Quran, in many verses in the Quran, أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. then is one to whom the evil of his deeds has been made attractive, so he consider it good. He considers something good and attractive. In many verses, Allah told us that the Satan have promised God something, that he will mislead his creation, and he will make them feel satisfied, happy with the sin that they do. قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ made, I will made it attractive to them, that which they were doing. The Satan made their misdeeds appealing to them. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ وَكَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ And this how the misdeeds of the transgressor have been made appealing to them. This concept appeal a lot in the Quran. And I promise you, that joy, that feeling, that hype, and kick-in feeling that you get after the sin, it's a temporary. And usually people find it in the first and the second, maybe week, two, maybe a year. And after that, ask how the life turned around. My brothers and sisters, this is last day. Yesterday was the day of Arafah, where Allah said, today I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. My dear brother and sister, that means there is no space for someone to add something to the religion which is not from it. In our religion, one of the major sins is innovation in religion, is to invent something in the religion which was not in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an act of worship. Even if people see it as something good, it is indeed not good, as Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said. That's why, my brothers and sisters, we're living in a time when there is so many changes, so many things introduced the religion which is not part of it. So many cultures have intertwined with the religion and made change to the pure message of Islam. And that requires from us to protect ourselves by learning the deen. I can't emphasize enough today that to make that commitment, inshallah ta'ala, to attend more to the masjid, to the classes, to learn, to Islamic school for your children, to attend conferences, and to listen to beneficial knowledge, must make sure that you ask about the source of the knowledge that you take, so you take it from an authentic source. My brothers and sisters, any righteous knowledge leads to righteous deeds. Can you imagine? If you want to imagine the importance of righteous deeds, think about it this way. We're living in a very difficult time with so many challenges and ahead of us, so many distractions, so many things calling us right and left. And the way to deal with this, to meet these challenges, to be strong. So I want you to imagine this. A person going to fight his enemy. A person going to a big journey ahead of us with a lot of obstacles. And in his way, he felt like his armor is too heavy. So he took it off. And his sword is too heavy. Then he threw it away. Then he even find out that the food and the blankets that he's carrying in his backpack are making him heavy. So he took the backpack and put it away and put the water away. As the time he arrived to face his enemy or these challenges, he will be already exhausted and nothing to defend himself with and nothing to feed himself or to strengthen himself to face these challenges or to face his enemy. This is the same applies to someone who finds doing the dhikr is too heavy. The salah is too heavy. The sunnah prayer is too much. The adhkar is too many. And he finds the siyam is too hard. And the sadaqah, it is not easy. So he keeps dropping all these things until he meets his enemy or he meets his challenges with nothing basically. He already defeated before he arrived to meet his enemy. He already weak before he starts the challenges. So that's why it is important for you and for all of us to make sure that we increase our good deeds as much as we can until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while He's pleased with us. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. Among the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he in Eid al-Adha used to address specific message to the sisters. And I have a message for the sisters and for the brothers. But I start with the sisters as I end my talk in the few minutes left. For my sisters, I found you the driving force behind most of any successful work that we have in our community and communities around the country. And I'll say without exaggerations, around the world. In volunteering, in leadership, in any area, civic work, social work, in the masjid, in the youth centers, education field, politics, you name it. There's always, mashallah, those sisters who are the behind the force of making these programs and making these events very successful. The workforce, you name it. Thank you. Thank you for being the mother that's raising the upcoming generation. Thank you for being the wife who supports her husband and comforts him. Thank you for being the shining star in our community. It is true what has been said. If you want something said, ask a man. But if you want something done, ask a woman. With this been said, I also want to say, my sisters, don't ever forget. Don't ever feel that this is less important or something that old school or not befitting in our days. That you realize that mother is the first teacher for her children. Your children need to see you, need to hear from you, need to learn from you. Whatever you're doing, don't make that distract you from raising the next generation. Because mothers are the best one who knows the future, because they bring the futures to life. Your husbands need you. Your family needs you. He needs your smile, your warm smile, your support. Because we can't make it without the support of our spouses. He needs that love, that support, that comfort that the person finds from his wife. Your society and your community needs you as well. You don't have to make a choice between your community and your home, or your work and your children. That's just the wrong position to be in. But you have to know how to do an acting balance. You don't have to play masculine to be a strong woman. You don't have to leave your deen to be an activist. You don't have to do that. You can always balance that. And the beauty and the abilities that Allah have blessed you with will enable you to find that very quickly. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believing men and women are supporter of one another. And that's the role of us, all of us, to support one another. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. My brothers and sisters, just be careful and safe as you're celebrating Eid. As we know in Texas and many places around the country, the rate of infection is going up. And we don't want to go back to the last year dilemma. Make sure that you take your vaccine if you have not vaccinated yet. Don't listen to those who have no science or have no expertise or social media. Go ask your doctors. Go ask your physicians. Don't just go ask someone online. You don't even know what's their motive. Unfortunately, this issue became a political, and it should not. It is something should be staying as health and something that it's care about you and the people around you. Also, make sure that you continue supporting your masjid, your organizations, your schools. I'm so happy and glad that last Ramadan we start our endowment in our masjid and we get a good support, but we still need more of your support to that specific project in our endowment. Make sure that your voice heard. I think there is a registration vote. If you're not registered to vote, register. Make sure that you elect those who represent the views that we all want, that beautiful principles of our country, that these beautiful conservative also views when it comes to our family values, our religion's values, that to be protected in the society. I would like to encourage each and every one of you to make sure that your voice is heard and you elect those who deserve to be elected, because bad officials are elected when good people don't vote. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Oh my Lord, Ya Allah, you are As-Salam, the peace. And the ultimate peace comes from you alone. We ask you to bless us all with peace and safety. To bless those people who are suffering among the Muslims and everyone around the world who are suffering with peace and safety. We ask you, our Lord, to grant her, the grantor of security, to bless us and our families, our neighborhoods, our communities, our nations, and the world with everlasting peace and security. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You have created mankind in different colors, tongues, nations, and tribes, so that we may get to know one another and live in harmony. We ask you, our Lord, to guide, to open the hearts and the minds of mankind, to value each and every human life, so the bloodshed and the destruction stop everywhere. We ask you, our patient Lord, to grant us patience. We ask you, the compassionate Lord, to bestow your mercy upon those who are suffering from disease, sicknesses, poverty, oppression, and war all over the world. We ask you, Allah, our protector, to protect the oppressed and to help them rebuild their lives and fill their hearts and fill the hearts of the oppressors with mercy. We ask you, our Lord, Ilahana wa Mawlana, you are the loving one, to replace any hatred in our hearts with love, with forgiveness, with mercy, with compassion, and to place in our hearts the love for one another, the care for one another, the respect for one another, and to make us among those who cooperate with one another. Allahumma ighfir lana wa liwalidina. Allahumma arhamna wa arham walidina. Allahumma arham al-ahya'a wal-amwat. Allahumma ya dhal jalali wal-ikram, ya hayy ya qayyum, nas'aluka an tunzila rahmataka awanina fi Filistin, wa fi al-muhajjarina fi Suriya wa Burma wa Kashmir. Allahumma ya dhal jalali wal-ikram, irham iwanana fi al-Sin wa fi kulli makan. Allahumma arham fuqara'ana, Allahumma arham fuqara'ana wa mardana, ya dhal jalali wal-ikram. Allahumma wabarik fi aghniyaina. Allahumma aj'al hadhihi al-jaliyata mubarakah, انزل عليها رحمتك وتقبل منها إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلي اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه. My dear brothers and sisters, I am very, very pleased and impressed by how good our community is. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the volunteers who put this together. Make dua for them. What a beautiful state, what a beautiful program we have behind me. So make sure that you take advantage of it. Stay safe. وكل عام وأنتم بخير. عيد مبارك.